Any others? Good one.
There's a story of Prophet Muhammad.
Yeah.
In the early years, Prophet Muhammad with his companions, they had built a small mosque. Not something like what we have today, made of huge marble and grandeur and all that. It was a simple hut where the Lord would lead his companions to prayer. And Bilal would give the call for the prayers. And one morning he gave the call, and the local villagers would all rush out of their house to go attend the prayer. One Arab chief came out, a Bedouin, and unfortunately for him, he saw a dog sitting outside, looking very pitifully for food. And the heart of this Bedouin was melted. So he goes inside, brings out a loaf of bread and some camel milk, and fed the animal. Naturally, out of gratefulness, the animal licked his hand, and the Arab patted him, and then he ran straight to the mosque for prayers, without performing any ablutions. Prophet's companion Omar had seen all this, and he was very much perturbed that by this man's behavior, the mosque has become defiled. After the prayers were over, he approached Prophet Muhammad and narrated the whole thing, that without cleaning himself after touching the dog, and moreover the dog licking his hands, he performed the prayers and the mosque has become defiled. So first we will wash the mosque clean, and then you give him punishment by lashing him, you know, blows with the whips. And Muhammad smiled and said, "Omar, never was this mosque so pure as it was today, because of the love and compassion shown by this man to God's creature. There is no need to clean this mosque. And unfortunately, if today anyone's prayers were not accepted by the Lord, they were your prayers, not the man who fed the dog."